Way News. I'm Victor Beatty. Indirect talks among the warring factions in Yemen aimed at ending their four-year conflict are to get underway Thursday at a castle outside Stockholm. UN envoy Martin Griffiths will reportedly shuttle between the Houthi rebel delegation and representatives of the Saudi-backed Yemen government. Mideast Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said these are not truly peace negotiations.
This is basically intended to, quote-unquote, build some degree of confidence between the two opposing parties so they can go back and talk to their supporters and work out something which may allow for some compromise down the road.
He said both sides are under pressure to end the conflict, with the Houthis coping with internal divisions, while the Saudis are under pressure from Western backers to end a conflict that appears to have no military solution. These are the first talks since 2016 and take place amid a growing humanitarian crisis. Geert Capillari is the UN Children's Agency Regional Director.
On behalf of UNICEF, but more importantly, on behalf of every single of the 15 million children in Yemen, there is only one message to those who are gathering today in Sweden. That is the message of peace for this brutal war. The brutal war on children raging throughout the country for too long for that war to stop now.
Griffiths is seeking immediate efforts to reopen the Sana'a airport, complete a prisoner swap, and reach a truce in the fighting for the key port city of Hodeida. The first UN-backed discussions on the future of Western Sahara since 2012 opened in Geneva Wednesday. The Moroccan government, representatives of the Polisario Front, which fought a war over the former Portuguese colony until a 1991 ceasefire, are taking part in 2 days of talks with Algeria and Mauritania. This is VOA News. The French government Wednesday said it's abandoning plans to hike fuel prices.